Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Okay, welcome back. This is it. This is the end of the Shelly series. This is episode 236, and we're talking about living in peace for now and for forever. If you have been here for a while, you know that my signature course that I walk women through is called Simple Shortcuts to Peace. And the very tippy top part of the pyramid is peace. And peace comes when you know this stuff is done and you have a plan for it. And it's all going to be okay because you know what's coming down the line and you know how you're going to react to it. And you know it'll be okay. And that's what today's episode is. This is the second part of the last coaching session with Shelly. And I will continue to work with her. And since she went through coaching, she has access to the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course forever. And she can keep revisiting it, revisiting all of the worksheets. But in this episode, you'll hear me ask her, what does peace look like? What does it feel like in her brain and her body? And how do we create a plan for that? Starting today, not someday, not when she's retired, not when this and that fall into place, but for right now, what does peace look like? And while you're listening, start to daydream for yourself. What does peace look like for you? Here's Shelly.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. One of my daughters, she is kind of feisty. And so if someone cuts her off in traffic, or if like there's a checker at Safeway that she doesn't like, she'll come home. She goes, I hate Brandon at Safeway. And we're like, we do too. And she's like, oh, good. Like, she just feels better.
I like that.
Yeah. Like, whatever. Yeah. 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 Totally on your side. You are absolutely the main character right now. Yeah. Okay. All right. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. I like how you keep referring to this working part-time as like a nice brain break and a tiny taste of retirement. And I know one of the assignments that I had given you was to journal out what peace feels like. Did that end up happening?
Or have you done anything? I've been trying to, you know, make a plan because my husband's work is slowing down. We need to make some changes because we are both getting older. Yeah, I mean, peace for me is sleeping until my body wakes up on its own. Does anybody naturally, well, my husband does. I was just saying, does anybody naturally just wake up at 5 o'clock? No.
So you would have to do like a factory reset and just see what happens. So some people find like going on a camping trip where you don't have electronics and you're going to bed at when it's dark and then see if your body naturally wakes up when the light comes out. And that kind of thing. I think a lot of people, so since I work in a school district and many of my friends are teachers, those first few weeks, all we do is catch up on sleep, lots of naps, lots of everything until your body kind of resets.
Yeah, because I've just been, it's just going to be hard in September when I have to. But I got up at 5:30 this morning.
You did.
So
talk to me about getting up at 5:30. What did that feel like? Were you mad when the alarm went off?
Well, I never use an alarm because my husband naturally wakes up and we have dogs.
Okay.
So the dogs start getting up, or, and they are equal height to the bed, so they'll get right in your face. So they usually start kind of rustling around between 5, 5:15. So I haven't had to use an alarm since I've been married because my husband's already up. So which is kind of nice. I'm very spoiled. So I just tell him, and he is one of those people, and this is so weird, like he will tell himself that he needs to get up at 4:30 to, if he has to go do something, and he will wake up at 4:30 and have, you know, so then he'll, so he's usually up before me anyway, and he, so I have a very gentle wake up. He might turn on the side light and tell me, you know, it's time to get up, and you know, and then if I don't get up, then he turns on all the lights. But so yeah, and he makes me breakfast every morning, always has. And I'm not talking cereal, I'm talking like a huge, you know, eggs, hash browns, toast, sausage, everything. I'm able to, so when I do have to get up early like this and I'm shuffling around just trying to let my brain, because my I just wake up slow. And shuffling around with my coffee, he's and he just he takes care of the morning routine. You know, he's got the dogs fed, and then by the time I get up, then I get the cats done.
It sounds like you won the husband lottery.
I really feel like I did. I do.
I'm glad.
He's yeah. He brought me lunch yesterday at work, so that was nice too.
And it's 'cause you deserve that.
Yeah, so yeah, he's very good to me. I mean, I just we just enjoy, well, we're good to each other. We just enjoy, we like each other. So
No, but well, and it's nice because you know people can talk to you nicely and you know
yeah.
what that feels like. So when people don't talk to you nicely, that's why it's so upsetting, because you don't deserve that. You
Yeah.
deserve the nicing all of the time.
Yeah, so and I do have to be careful because I don't want to, if I say something about my dad, because he will be the one to call my dad and, you know, give
Oh,
him what.
interesting. He stands up for you.
Yes. So even if I don't want him to, sometimes I, you know, you just want to vent. So I have to be careful. Yeah, because because he'll get on it.
That's nice.
Because he's a positive person, so he doesn't like that negativity around him at all. Yeah, so this morning was good, and like I said, I'm done. I'm going to go into work early because I'm going to leave early because it's half price movie day, so we're
Ooh,
going to the
fun. What are you gonna
movies.
see?
Nobody Two,
I
so
don't know that
it's like a
movie.
it's yeah, so we saw the first one, we actually just rewatched it. So it's like action. He's like a, you know, retired assassin. But it's funny. It's a good, very entertaining. And I can't remember the actor's name, but I really like him. So we've seen everything. So whatever, go every week. So.
So we hardly see any movies, but last week we saw Freaky Friday 2.
Oh, and I haven't seen that one yet. That, because that one's, I'm going to go with my, probably with my mom. So I'm looking forward
I
to that
enjoyed
one.
it. I really did enjoy it. And it's a good movie to see with your mom.
Yeah, so we'll just plan a girls' day out for that one.
Good. This is the last call that you and I are going to have together. How do you feel?
I feel like I've made a lot of progress. I feel like I've made progress with my dad. I feel like I've made progress with my decluttering. I'm feeling much better about that. And then I made a little note where I've actually been throwing things up on OfferUp, and then whatever. I mean, it's $20 here, $20 there, but it's all going in a separate coffee can up in the closet. So that will be just mad money for something that we want, something fun.
That's wonderful.
So which that which before I started, you know, making this plan for the garage, which is just, I'm just trying to bite little chunks off. I didn't even know I had, I mean, I have like a couple of cases of Pergo flooring that are still sealed.
Of what?
like flooring from the
Oh,
kitchen.
flooring.
Yeah, from
I
like
thought
20 years.
you said carbofloor, like it was some sort of chemical that I
Oh,
didn't
no,
know.
it's just like,
Okay.
but it's just like, why do I have these cartons of fluorine that have never been opened that I'm never going to use? Why didn't I
Yeah.
ever take them back to Home Depot 20 years ago? So that kind of stuff. I'm just like, oh, but I didn't even realize it was there because it was buried.
Yeah.
So, and then I talked to my sister. I said, you know, I'm getting rid of all this stuff that belonged to the grandparents. So I will take pictures and I said, you know, there's some things that you might want. If not, they've got to go. And she's fully in agreement because she's in a downsizing mode as well. We were just talking about what we're going to do with all these photographs too.
So as far as like a before 6 weeks ago and like now, do you think there was a transformation, or now you're just sort of pointed and you're on the right path and it feels like, okay, if I just keep keeping on, I'll get
I
there when I get there?
feel like I'm going in the, I feel like I'm on the right path now,
Okay.
that I just do need to take better care of myself.
Yeah.
And taking better care of myself is not letting my, you know, is standing up to my dad and standing my ground and just having an organized life.
Do you feel hopeful?
Yes. I
Okay.
feel more hopeful about when I started this, I couldn't even think about retirement. And now, you know, I'm making plans.
Yeah. I think what I liked was watching you fill out the all about me and realizing that, I mean, for a really long time, your entire identity in some way was caring for others, and oh, I do this for them and I do that for them, and I wanted you to be
Yeah.
you. Yeah. Oh, you got your nails done.
Yes.
They look really
Thank
nice.
you. I actually found
Yeah.
a new nail lady. So I'm trying to decide if I'm going to stay with her. But I thought they looked,
I
she did a good
really
job.
like, I think she did a great job.
Yeah. So I like a natural.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I go back and forth because having my nails done is very important to me. But then I always think, oh gosh, when I feel like I need to economize, like should I give up my nails? And I tried, but I'm not a natural nail person
Yeah.
at all. Please give me confidence.
Well, yeah, I mean that's important, and knowing and prioritizing is it. Money is money,
Yeah.
and people who say, oh, you shouldn't spend money on this or you should prioritize that are not in your head, are not in your life,
Yeah.
and you get to choose. And that's what's kind of fun about
Like I'll
living in the
collect,
world we live in. We get to
yeah, because
decide.
I will collect and recycle cans to keep my nails
Good for you.
if I have to, because I just noticed I went without them for, oh, I tried for like 3 months. It, ugh.
Yeah.
I was getting a manicured, but I just wasn't getting the acrylics. But it made a big difference. I hated my hands. And it was so I was like I was focusing on don't show my hands ever.
Yeah. Which is hard because you definitely talk with your hands.
Yes, it's just really hard. Yeah, I know. Even when I'm on the phone, my bosses laugh at me because I'll be on the phone at work and gesturing for my customers.
That's funny. Well, good. Okay. I would like you, if you would like, to join the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course so you can pop on to the once a month calls. What is
Yes.
your thought on that? Would that work for
Yes.
you? Okay.
Yes. I would love that.
Okay. I didn't want to give you access until we were done because I didn't want you to get into a rabbit hole of doing those worksheets. I
Yeah.
wanted you to stay focused on this process.
Yeah, no, I would love it. I just feel like I really am on the right path and
Hi there, pretty people. Steph here, and I have an opportunity for you to coach with me. If you've listened to the Kelsey, the Melissa, and the Shelley series and past episodes with Beth and Catherine, You know who I am. You know I'm a real person, and I am here to help you. It's not too late to live the life of your dreams. I've worked with people from all over the world, and I'm happy to work with you. You can find all the information at stephanieoday.com/coaching, COACHING. There's also an opportunity to plop yourself on my calendar for a free complimentary call. Just go to that coaching page and scroll all the way down to the bottom and click on the calendar link. I'm happy to help, and I'm here to serve you.
I can just, yeah, I feel like I'm getting more in control instead of just waking up and just going flying by the seat of my pants. Okay. I need to have I need to have focus. I need to have to-do lists. And I feel
Okay.
like, and I'm super excited about my December now. I can't even express that to you how much I'm excited about it. And I even showed my husband.
Good. Yeah. Well, so I mean, that's the thing. As people age and goals get accomplished and things get checked off, sometimes people forget to keep adding and being curious and having adventure and putting new things to do on the calendar because they're like, well, I've already done that. Well, I've already done that. And that's what prematurely ages people. You need to have curiosity in life and be excited and optimistic that it bugs me when they're like, well, I don't want to plan a vacation in 6 months because who knows if I'll be around. Like, oh, that's such a defeatist attitude. Like
Yeah,
planning the vacation is what's the fun part.
I know. I mean, my sister, we're planning a Disney cruise from like 3 years from now because we want the youngest grandbaby to be old enough to enjoy it. So
Super fun.
we're super plan far ahead.
Love
We're
it.
like, well, when Wesley's three, that'll be a better time to go.
Yeah, amazing. No, I'm happy for you. Yeah. And who can say no to a Disney cruise? That's pretty. That's, yeah. Very cool. Do you have any questions for me or anything you want clarification on? Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you're like, oh, I should have done that?
I probably not until I hang up, and
That's
then I'll
okay. I'm not going anywhere. You can email me at any
Yeah,
time.
and
Yeah.
I'm actually just I fill out my call forms, and then I, then they're all stacked in this horrendous stack next to my laptop, and I actually just started put them in a folder, started kind of going back through them, and it's interesting, to say the least, and tell where my mindset is on each week, and I
Yeah.
was having good weeks, so I've been enjoying that. Yeah, I just kind of want to review everything we've done.
Okay. Do
Myself,
you think
so.
you will have journaling or reflecting as part of your daily or weekly routine?
Absolutely. I do. I enjoy writing. I enjoy journaling. I mean, that's part of even my scrapbooking. I do a lot of journaling on my scrapbooks. I even do sometimes when I'm scrapbooking about things that have happened in my life. Like I've scrapbooked about surgeries I've had or medical stuff. And then I just do hidden journaling. So then I can always go back and I'm like, oh God, I remember that. So
Yeah.
yeah. So I do enjoy the journaling. I haven't given myself enough time to do it lately, but I have, and I have beautiful journals that I can write in.
Yeah. It's interesting. I hadn't thought about that aspect of scrapbooking. But that's really interesting. I like that idea a lot, Shelley, and it's definitely a way to one, reminisce, but then also to work through things. So the fact that you scrapbooked a surgery, and there's a lot of thoughts and processes, and I know you've had quite a few different medical things in
Yeah,
your life.
and God love my sister. She's always right there when I'm in recovery with the little cap on, taking my picture. So, yes, it's yeah, I do enjoy that's a what that aspect of scrapbooking. It can be very self-reflective, and like I said, it's not just the fun things. It's just I scrapbook everything. So I've always there's
Yeah, moving forward, and I'm glad you'll join the Peace Course, because in January we'll
yeah.
work on a vision board. Have you done vision boards?
I've never done a vision board. And I mean, the whole idea excites me. I have some girlfriends in my scrapbooking community that actually do classes every year with their friend. They get all their friends together. So, and that's something when I saw one of my girlfriends doing that right around the beginning of the year, I was like, oh, I would love to do that, but gather some people together and do that. It would be great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sort of encompasses all the stuff that you like.
Yeah.
So I think you'll enjoy it. Yeah. So when you do it, are you able to truly embrace the creative side, or do you turn a little type A with stuff? Like if you're making a scrapbook, if you cut a piece of paper the wrong way, do you let it go, or
Oh
like
yeah.
what are okay.
I'm a messy artist.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely messy artist. My scrapbooks, yeah, are very very collagey,
Okay.
I would say. Yeah, that's my style. I'm definitely not a there's clean and simple, and I'm that's kind of that's a style of scrapbooking, and that's definitely not me. I am all over the place. Yeah, tearing the paper, roughing it up, and ink and paint and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. The other journal prompt that I still have highlighted on your homework sheet, and I don't know if we did it or not. I had asked you to fill in the blank. Shelley in her 70s and early 80s is.
I didn't do that. I thought about it. I guess I wasn't sure where to go with it. I'm still thinking. I'm just getting ready to turn 60 this month, so I'm still thinking about what Shelley is going to be in her 60s.
Yeah.
I definitely don't feel I don't feel 60, so.
Yeah.
I know I definitely don't
Okay,
act
so
60, so
what do like does 60 feel old?
it sounds old to me, but yeah, but I don't feel like I'm 60.
Yeah.
60 sounds so, I mean, that sounds like retirement age.
Yeah. Okay.
But I
Well,
still have a lot going on in my life, so
okay. So the good news is you're almost 60, and you don't act or look old.
no, I don't. Yeah, I definitely don't feel. So I feel like even, I mean, because I look at my mom is 81, and we're still, I mean, we're like friends. We go out and do things together. So I would like to be like my mom. She's fun. She's active, and I think I will be.
I think you will be also.
I mean, I even look back like on my great grandma that was in her 90s still living alone and mowing her own lawn. I mean, that's just how I guess I assume I'll be. I just don't feel, I don't think I'm really gonna have any bad medical issues. I come from pretty healthy stock. So knock on wood, I don't get any injuries. But no, I guess I just look at my family members and I just feel like that's how I'll be in my 70s and 80s, because all the women in my family were always very active and
Energetic.
very energetic, and yes, and lots of interests, and I guess I get it honestly.
Yeah.
Definitely. And they never acted their age. They dressed their age. So we're still. So that's how I feel like I will be.
Okay. So if the idea in your 80s is to encompass a youthful vibe, and now we know you're on the path that you want to be on. So is it you're continuing to do all the things you're doing now, or do you think you need to add or subtract from what you're doing now to get you to be youthful in your 80s and 90s? And maybe
I
70s is too early, so that was a mistake, and I should have said 80s and
yeah no
90s
the 80s
ahead.
no I think I will always have a very full schedule of things that I like to do. I mean, just like I said, every time if I see something online for our local class to learn something new, I'm on it. You know, I drag my mom, you know, off to the museums, and our local museums have classes. I'm like, oh, they're doing a poetry class. Let's go do that. Or my library, they do that kind of stuff. I'll try just about anything once and see if I like it. And I think I will continue to be adventurous like that. I always want to expand my creativity.
What's really interesting is listening to you talk right now. You have so much pride and confidence in your voice. And it's just this acknowledgement that one, there's nothing wrong with you and you're on the right path. You don't need to add or subtract. You just need to keep being Shelly. I
Yeah.
am Shelly. I just need to keep being Shelly.
Yep, I do feel like that.
So that's pretty, I mean, that's pretty phenomenal.
It
Yeah, you're a badass.
is. Because I don't always feel like that, but yeah.
Yeah, we can fill out another Who Am I worksheet. I am a badass.
I know. See, I know, but and I guess because I don't ask myself those questions in my head. But yeah, no, I love what I love doing what I do and being involved in the community and that kind of stuff.
I like that head bob. You've got a pretty cool life. I love your listening about your walking excursions at the zoo and Balboa Park, and just knowing that you have all this at your fingertips is pretty
It's
cool. You live in a place where people wait their whole lives to come visit.
yes,
And
and I feel
it's kind of magical.
very lucky. And for all the things that are wrong with California that I hate, it's being in San Diego, though. And finally, but it took me a long time to take advantage of it. I mean, you know, it was just that one day it was the realization that there's 16 museums in Balboa Park. And I am in my 50s, and I've only been to two. And both of those were in elementary school because it was a field trip. So, and now I've been to almost all of them. I mean, who even knew? Like, they have a model train museum. It's amazing. What
Have
an
you gone
amazing
on
day.
that USS Midway
I have
tour?
not been down the USS Midway. I talked to some of the volunteers that work down there. We have a day at the docks, and they have a little booth set up, and it's the only thing. It's just some of these places are expensive. It's a little bit expensive to go, but I cannot wait to go. So that's on my list of museums to go to in San Diego. So it's a
We
new.
Adam and I spent our 25th in Coronado last
Oh.
summer, which I mean, talk about expensive, but wow, that was magical. And again, when you're frugal, I'm like, all right, well, whatever. This is why we've been saving. But that was really the only like excursion that we did, was to go on the USS Midway. And when he explained it to me, I'm like, that doesn't sound like I would be interested. I couldn't get enough. It was fascinating to
I
me.
know.
I
I'm
really
looking
enjoyed
forward
it.
to it. We fish around there because we'll take our boat on the bay, and so we can and we fish right next to it. So it's I can see all the planes and stuff. I cannot wait to do that in
And
Colorado.
it has a smell. Like it's an interesting like diesel, salt
Ah.
water, like live smell. And the idea that it's been out of operation for so long, but still has the smell. I'm like, this is fascinating.
It is. I love history.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm, yeah, that's
Yeah.
definitely on my list.
And when it comes to like, I don't talk politics on the podcast at all because it's not okay. That said, I agree with lots of stuff of what you have said. Being on a naval vessel such as that, you really do feel patriotic and like, oh,
Yes.
like wow, like these are people's lives, and it's and then they have families and they have parents, and it just this trickle effect that we're all connected in some way is really neat. And also just listening to you talk, like I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. San Diego is the same state, but still pretty far away. It's a
Yeah.
7, 8 hour drive, maybe 8 hour drive. And knowing that I've walked on the same paths at the zoo that you've walked on, I think that's neat. I really do think that's neat.
It is. And Coronado's amazing. That's for my to kick off my Christmas season. We will be going to the theater out in Coronado and to dinner. And then we always then you always have to the Hotel del Coronado at Christmas time. That is magic.
I would imagine. Yeah, it looks
It's
very Dickensian. Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and then when they do it up for
Dickson, Dick,
Chris
wait, Dixon, Dick, with Dickinson, did
Dixon.
I say Dixonian? Did I say that right? I don't know.
I
I know what I was talking about. That's funny.
Yeah,
That's
so
funny.
yeah, we love
Dickensian. Yeah.
Coronado.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Well, you and I are going to keep in touch.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I feel like we're connected now,
We are
so
connected. Okay. I'm going to send you all the login information for
okay.
the Peace Course. Right now, we meet once a month on a Saturday morning. And I think just knowing that there's other people who are doing the same thing you are doing will be gratifying. You're not alone.
I agree.
Not alone. Okay. Before
All
we
right.
log off, is there anything you want to say? I mean, technically, there's people listening to you right now. Do you have anything you want to tell anybody?
Know, just hang in there. Hang in there. Make your to-do lists. Stay strong for yourself.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hit end record, but you stay on the line.
Okay.
What a great way to end this coaching series. Not only the coaching series with Shelly, but how we started. We started with Kelsey and then Melissa, and now we're ending with Shelly. And the idea that we are all connected some way, somehow, is just magical. And I recorded this a few months ago, and so now listening back, I'm thinking, gosh, Steph, you can't say Dickensian. But anyway, that was me then, but now I know. But please, please know that there's so much more alike about each of us than our differences. And that is a really big takeaway. So wherever you are, I hope you have a little bit more peace in your heart. And please know that I think you're amazing. And you're just exactly where you're supposed to be. If you'd like to coach with me, I'd love to have you. You can find out more online, stephanieoday.com/coaching. Reach out to me. I'm a real person. If you have questions, you can email me, steph@stephanieoday.com. See you again next week.
If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.